do a cat.
Hurling his teddy at the door, David threw himself down on his bed, unable to control his ever-growing temper. Listening to his heart thumping inside his chest, David's rage slowly turned to dread. What was he going to do? Should he go downstairs to apologise or stay in his room and prove his point? Bye. The sound of that gentle voice made the decision for him. He would stay in his territory. Confidently, David sauntered down the oak steps just as he heard the door slam. He smirked. He was the boss of himself, and no one could tell him what to do. Or could they? Gradually opening the door, which led to the kitchen, David peeked inside only to discover that it was empty. Pushing the door aside, he felt as though the room was inviting him in, although he knew that the kitchen could do nothing of the sort. Soon David had packed as much food as possible into his bulging school bag. However, a second later he heard the sound of a key in a lock. Panicking, David fumbled with his bag and stuffed it under the table with only seconds to spare before his mother marched into the room. Unimpressed, she raised her eyebrows at him, and David instantly knew that he was sentenced to spending an afternoon in his bedroom. Grabbing his bag, David raced up to his room, his brown locks of hair blocking his view. Turning off his light, David lay down on his bed, aiming to get some sleep before the next day. After all, tomorrow was going to be difficult, not to mention being extremely tiring. As soon as David awoke, he jumped out of bed and packed a few precious belongings into his satchel. Taking one last glance around his chaotic room, David sighed. Barricading himself in, he opened the window and prepared to jump. Hesitantly, David wondered if this was the best thing to do. However, the sudden gust of wind made him lose his balance. Within seconds, David was face down on the wet grass, unsure how he had made it to the bottom in one piece. Attempting to get up, David winced at the throbbing pain in his leg and slowly sat up. Knowing that he only had a matter of seconds before his mother would come running, David stood up. Rapidly snatching his bag, he started sprinting despite the agony in his leg. He knew that it was only an hour's walk to the nearest city where he would seek shelter for the night. Breathlessly arriving at the isolated metropolis, David darted down the first alleyway in sight, eager to not be seen. The sun, which had once shone down on him, was now disappearing behind the silhouettes of buildings like it would never be seen again. One by one, David saw all the ominous lights in the city switch off. He now only had the moonlight to guide him forward. Stumbling over a disregarded bag, David took a deep breath. Why had he ever doubted himself? Look what he had accomplished in the last 3 hours and 57 minutes. He could look after himself. Jumping for joy, David carried on his journey with a renewed sense of adventure. Glancing at his watch, he saw that it was almost 9 o'clock. Suddenly, David's life got a whole lot scarier. His heart felt like it was racing against Usain Bolt. He closed his eyes. Had he thought this through properly? Should he go home? The questions, which were now swimming about in his head, were making David feel faint. His green eyes sparkled in the moonlight. A chill went down his spine as if something or someone was watching him. Now David knew why he had been so dubious earlier. Softly, he sunk to the ground and cried. Moments later, he fell asleep. Everything was going to be all right, or so he thought. Awaking from his slumber, David instantly knew that something was wrong. He opened his eyes. He screamed. Towering above him was a man whose face was covered in bruises and scars. The man grunted. Enveloped in fear, the hairs on David's arms stood to attention like soldiers. David gulped. One of the man's arms was covered in a cast, and the other was hanging limply down next to his baggy coat. The man gasped. David woke up. Just then, David realised that the man was still there, standing over him just as he was in the dream. All of a sudden, the man reached down and with his good arm pulled David up despite the fact that David was screaming in his ear. David, David, my son. The man trailed away like water down a plug hole. What? Look, we better get you home, young man. You've got a lot of explaining to do. It was the same gentle voice that said bye to him yesterday. Father? David could not believe it, what he was hearing. Was it really his own father? Was he really back home in Germany? Was he free from fighting in the war? Finally, inside of the tumble-down cottage, the reunited father and son happily charged up to the door and quietly looked in the window. However, the room where Mother usually sat was empty, as was all the downstairs rooms. "Don't worry, David, your mother is probably upstairs," but for once David was not comforted. Thrusting the door aside, David raced upstairs, now desperate for his mother, although it was clear that they were the only humans in the house. At this point, tears were rolling down David's face and he was lost for words. Did his mother really think that he had left her? David's father slowly walked up the stairs as if he was carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders. Without warning, he collapsed on the bed that he shared with Mother. "David, your mother, where is she?" "Well, the truth is," David drew in a deep breath, "I don't know."